Hi, my name's Kim Marshall. I've kissed goodbye to Anna, and I work with women with eating disorders, and particularly anorexia and bulimia, helping them to enjoy life, feel more relaxed about themselves and their bodies, and feel more confident. I'm a qualified practitioner and have recovered myself from anorexia and bulimia, so I offer professional, non-judgmental, understanding support. I'm not your typical therapist because I offer daily support rather than just weekly sessions, because recovery isn't easy, but it is possible and it's definitely worth it. The voice in your head, why is it there? When I was struggling with anorexia, the worst thing for me was that voice in my head. It was kind at the start, telling me that everything would be fine. No one else understood me like it did. It wouldn't go anywhere. It'd always be there for me. And as long as I did what it wanted and followed the rules, it praised me and encouraged me. But when I was so tired and hungry that I wanted to stay in bed rather than go to the gym, or I wanted to eat something, the voice became angry and hateful. Look at you, you're pathetic. You're so weak. You're a failure. You're going to get so fat. You'll have put on so much when you stand on the scales tomorrow morning. Look at your tummy, it's even huge now. Everyone's going to see, and they're going to all talk about it behind your back. They even might comment to your face. Is that what you want? No. Then get your lazy fat ass out of bed and do a workout. After you've recognised and accepted that you have anorexia and it's not actually making you happy, you might try and challenge your behaviours. But that voice in your head can make it so much harder. You feel like it's a constant battle and you're running on low energy as it is. It can feel like such a fight that you're not going to win, and it can be so tempting to give up and go back to old behaviours, the comfort zone. But what is that voice? Where does it come from? Whose voice is it? Why is it there? Usually anorexia develops after a stressful time and when your self-esteem is low. You aren't happy and you don't feel good about yourself. And either your appetite reduces normally, or you decide to lose some weight to help you feel better about yourself. And initially, losing weight feels good, and maybe you have some positive comments from people. But then it becomes an obsession. And this helps avoid that stressful time that you were going through initially. But in reality, you're still not happy or feeling any better about yourself. In fact, you're feeling that you must work harder at losing weight in order to be better and for everything to be okay. In reality, life is pretty shit. Even though it's about food, every thought is about food, eating, your weight, exercise. It's pretty much torture. Because you're feeling so bad about yourself, the voice is a reflection of your own negative thoughts and beliefs. It's you punishing yourself and beating yourself up because you feel that you deserve it. But the good news is, yes, there is some good news. It's you who created these negative thoughts and beliefs about yourself, so you are able to change them. You don't have to continue to be a slave to that negative voice in your head. You can feel good about yourself. You can feel good enough. You can feel relaxed about yourself and your body. And if you're interested in finding out how I did this and how I've helped my clients achieve this, then take a look at my website, www.kissgoodbyetoanna.com. Your call to action today is to choose whether you'd rather be a slave to that negative voice for the rest of your life, or whether you're willing to explore the possibility of feeling better about yourself. Change can be scary, so I'm not saying it's easy. But try not to think too far about the details just now and all the ifs and shoulds and woulds and coulds. Just choose to be open to the possibility of a positive change within you. Next time, I'll be sharing with you how you can quieten that voice in your head and how good that feels, believe me. So until next time, lots of love. Bye.